Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, that's a great idea. Yeah, today and any day, you can give me a call about whatever's on your mind. This has been such an eventful week or so. We've had so many holidays and so many issues, and I don't know about you, but the you know, despicably cold weather returned yesterday. It was like 1 degree and yeah, like 40 mile an hour winds.
It was a cold day here in cities too.
The day wasn't too bad, but well, actually it was. But last night was, it was just, I mean, bitter. And as I said, I much prefer cold weather to warm weather, but this was ridiculous. I mean, this is sort of beyond the bounds of, I mean, all you can think about is what did people do before? I mean, that presumably there has been cold weather in, you know, some places for as long as there have been weather. Mm-hmm. And, you know, how did people get along with this kind of weather? I guess you just hunkered down in the cave and hoped a friendly mastodon would come and block the, you know, the wind for you or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we have so many things to keep us sort of well and dry and whatever. And for most of human history, people didn't. Yeah, I don't know. It's just because, and I tend not to be much of a whiner about this kind of thing. I mean, as I said, I really basically prefer cold weather and, but geez, Louise. And it just, it's the wind. It's, you know, it's not, it, I know that's like saying in Las Vegas, it's dry heat. So is hell. There we go. All right. So is that what we do today to kind of celebrate, commemorate the fact that we've had Washington's birthday and Lincoln's birthday and President's Day and Chinese New Year and Valentine's Day and Friday the 13th and Mardi Gras and Lent. I thought today that we would, we'd kind of do, here's what I thought we'd start with today as opposed to the day in history. I thought, first of all, that the Oscars are this weekend, which doesn't actually get us out of the festive mode. Although, you know what? I should probably take a moment. This is our first, our first Oscars without Joan. And that's going to be, I think she's going to be really missed. And when they did Saturday Night Live and they put her picture up, I thought, oh no.
And you knew Joan pretty well, didn't
yeah,
you?
Yeah. We were friends. It was a tough year. I also knew Robin Williams, so it was, yeah, you know, it was not an easy year, but, so at any rate, but I thought what we would do, we'll talk a little bit about Oscars just because how could we not? And you guys can call in with your nominations. I thought what we'd do next week, which would be kind of fun, is this can be the gripe week of either the pictures that you thought should have been nominated and weren't, or the performances or actors or movies or whatever that should have won and didn't. Because they're gobs of those where, you know, you can't believe that this one won and this one didn't. So I thought we'd look at that, but so we could talk a little bit about movies today. But I thought I would start off the program with a friend of mine sent me these, which is, I don't know how you feel about puns, but I had an uncle who said that they were the lowest form of humor. But there's something absolutely irresistible, I think, about puns. And I was going to invite you guys to put your favorite pun on Facebook, but they have to be family friendly. Let's just put it that way. Fair enough. All right, so here's one. I just really sort of like these. An arbitrator is a cook that leaves Arby's to work at McDonald's. Which actually wouldn't be an arbitrator, it would be an RB trader.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Bernadette is the act of torching a mortgage.
Nice.
Okay, burglarize, what a crook sees through. Get a burglarize.
Yeah.
Avoidable, what a bullfighter tries to do. See, I haven't told Manny any of these, so he's not. All right, well, here's counterfeiter. Workers who put together kitchen cabinets. That's a good one, right?
Yeah.
Left bank, what the bank robbers did when their bag was full of money. Heroes, what a man in a boat does. He Rose.
Mm-hmm.
Get it? That one. Yep. That one. All right. I'll help you out on some of these. I know a joke that has to be explained is not funny. Parasites is what you see from the Eiffel Tower. See, I've always See, this is my I've been using this one for years. A paradox. It's two physicians. And so my daughter and I both have PhDs, so I just introduce this as a paradox. Paradox Brown.
Yeah.
A pharmacist is a helper on a farm.
Mm-hmm.
Relief is what trees do in the spring. Rubberneck is what you do to relax your wife. That one's pretty good.
Yeah.
Selfish is what the owner of a seafood store does. Yeah. And Sudafed is brought litigation against a government official. Good luck with that. So, all right, that's my cheer up part for the week. All right. So, if you guys want to to send me a pun on Facebook, you can do that, or you can call. You can call with a pun, but they have to be, you know, no limericks. There was once a man from Nantucket. None of those, all right? Because, well, first of all, I used to do a program, and I haven't done it. I think since the early days of my program, where I would call up and you could tell me a joke, but if it was an ethnic joke, it had to be on your own ethnicity, right? So it wasn't, it couldn't be racist. So if you were, if you wanted to tell a Polish joke or an Italian joke or a blonde joke, you had to be whatever the joke was about, all right? And it was really fun for about the first 15 or 20 minutes, and then the jokes start repeating, and as the host, you can't, it's really kind of rude to say to somebody who's really excited about being on the air for the first time and going to tell you this great joke and they've been practicing and they've told all their friends they're going to do it.
To say, I know. It's already been told.
Yeah, we've heard that.
Yeah.
So you can't do it. So you have to kind of fake it for basically most of 2 hours.
Yeah.
So we haven't done that in a long time. But I thought the puns were kind of fun.
Yeah.
I mean, it's clearly somebody who has much too much time on their hands. It is National Love Your Pet Day.
Very nice.
Well, who would not love their pet? Come on.
I would hope everybody that has a pet.
Yeah, come on.
I don't have one right now, but...
You don't have a pet?
Not at the moment, but if I had one, I would certainly love it. I mean, why would
you? Yeah, I mean, why would you have a pet if you didn't? I mean, that doesn't make any sense. There's a documentary, I think, that I've mentioned. I think I mentioned on the air. I know I mentioned it in passing to a friend because we were talking about animals. It's called Dogs on the Inside, and it's a program that I believe it's in California. I have to check it. And it takes rescue dogs and takes them to prison inmates who take them through obedience courses and live with them in the cell and whatever. And then they adopt them out to foster families. And it's a terrific program because, obviously, the animals get literally a lease on life, as do the inmates. Yeah, I guess I did talk about it because I remember talking with the idea about, we were talking about an older person and how well animals work with older people as well. Assuming that you don't get a puppy for an older person, but you can get an older dog for an older person. It works really well quite often. All right, the Postal Service was established on this day, and the first letter was delivered in the next 14 years. No, that's a joke. That was a bad joke. Don't go postal on me. MoMA opened. The Metropolitan Museum of Art opened in 1872. That's got to be one of the oldest museums in America.
Yeah, I would think so.
1872. Wow.
That's 143 years.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah. There you go. No, it's more than that because that would only make it 19. No, you're right. You're right. 2-4, right.
Yep.
Long time. University of California opened its medical school in 1873. That's got to be one of the oldest medical schools.
Yeah.
San Francisco Oakland Bay Bridge was approved the construction in 1931. See, I thought George Washington Bridge was, and the Verrazano Bridge. It turns out the GW Bridge would have been the largest span in the United States until the San Francisco Bridge was done. So it sort of stole its thunder. But the Verrazano Bridge wasn't built until the 1960s, which I thought was kind of interesting. And in 1935, Karen Mikkelsen was the first woman to set foot in Antarctica, and it was 5 degrees warmer than it was in New York today. I made that last part up. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I'd actually have a question. Yesterday, I was corresponding with somebody, and I got the dates mixed up. Which isn't all that easy. I was sort of talking about some dates in March, and I wrote down February. And she wrote me back an email saying, "You mean in March?" capital letters. And I thought, well, gee, she's being kind of cranky, till I looked at my own email and thought, oh no, you messed this up. Uh-oh. And then I got an email bright and early this morning for somebody sort of inviting me someplace on Monday the 25th. Well, Monday is the 23rd. So it either could be Monday or it could be the 25th, but it could not be both. So maybe Mercury is retrograde again, that everybody is messing up all sorts of relevant data. All right, so I thought what we'd do... did you see, speaking of relevant data, that Time Warner now had to apologize? It turns out there was a third-party vendor that was taking the bills from customers and changing from their first names to pejorative terms. My phone bill comes addressed to Joyce, and I've been trying to... My name has never been Joyce. It's always been Joy.
It's never been Joyce, ever.
Never, ever, ever. No, my name has always been Joy. It's not a nickname.
I wonder how they got Joyce.
I think they just weren't paying any attention, and they just J-O-Y and then C-E, or maybe it's spell checked or something, and I've been trying for a year to get it changed. Mm-hmm. Maybe I call up and say it's an insult, and I want a year's for its full of free cable. Margie. Hopefully this is your name. We're getting your name right. You're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy Brown. I am so happy that I can speak to you. I've been following you for years, and I found you again.
Well, yay.
Oh, my God, at the GNC. Yay! I have a question for you. Okay, I have a 26-year-old daughter, which she graduated from Syracuse University in 2010. And she's behaving now, let's say, like a 16-year-old, where she just can't hold a job. And she lives by herself. She does live, she moved out of the house when she was like 22. But I don't see as a mother her, getting some, her circle of friends has been the same since she was like 18, 19, and she's back. She's not mature. I don't see her like that. And we have.
All right, let me talk to you just a second, Marge. All right, so she's a college graduate at this moment. Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, and she's not living at home.
She's not even at home. No.
Does she ask you for money?
She doesn't ask me, like, let's say, she does. She does. And I have pulled her out of the hole lots of times. Like, a lot. But the
how
thing
much,
is that.
Wait. How much money have you loaned it to her? Have you given it to her? What's the situation?
I loaned her money about maybe 2 years ago. And
how much did you loan her?
About $5,000.
And what was that for?
And that was because she was going to be moving. She had a roommate, then that came up, and she moved by herself.
Okay.
So she needed deposit money, and it was a loan. It was supposed to
be
a loan.
Has she paid you back?
We had an agreement that she was going to pay me back $50 a week, and I wrote a piece of paper and had an agreement. She paid me twice. She was paying me twice.
So she owes you
like $100.
She owes you $4,900.
That was the first shot, yes.
Okay. Has she asked to borrow any money since then?
Yes.
Have you loaned it to her?
Yes.
Why?
Why? Because of the fact that she had lost her job, and she wasn't going to come back home, and she had, like, all these other excuses or whatever. It took me a while. I said no. It took me a while, and I kept saying no.
How much did you loan her the second time?
The second time, I loaned her about maybe another $4,000 or $5,000? But yes. Can I exercise? Can you let me just tell you one little thing? Before I did this, it was like I didn't want to do it the second time because of the fact that the first time, it was like I thought that she was very irresponsible because she just stopped paying me and no explanation at all. And she took many trips. She went to Vegas. She went to Miami. She went to spend.
Margie, there's no doubt in my mind she did all this.
Yeah,
so why did you loan her the money the second time?
Because I'm a stupid mom.
Well, I mean, listen, Margie, wait a minute. Just stop for a minute.
Uh-huh.
Your complaint with your daughter, as I understand it, is that she's immature.
Yes.
You are helping her to remain immature.
Yes.
You said, I mean, you started it off right. I'm not sure why you need $5,000 to move, but nevertheless, let's assume that. And I certainly would have asked for a breakdown of costs. because it probably cost her, you know, probably $400 or $500 to move, and the rest of it went for trips to Las Vegas and manicures and some new shoes and.
True.
Well, but Margie. Don't say true to me. This is what you allowed this to happen.
No. But this is what's happening now. This is the reason I'm calling you. I'm giving you a history of the story.
All right.
Now.
So she owes you basically $10,000, which she's not paid back.
Yes, she owes me about right. So okay. So then now she's deciding that she can't hold a job. I mean, I don't know what's going on with this kid. Whatever. She's still, like I said, she's like 16. I didn't have this problem with her when she was 16. Now I am. But this is the thing. Because of all the issues that have been going on, that she owes $10,000 or whatever, she came on and saying that she wanted to come back home to move back.
Nope. Don't let her do it.
So listen, yeah, no. This is why I'm calling you, because I really need to clear myself out of this. I said no, she couldn't come back because she wasn't mature. It was my house, my rules, and I wasn't gonna put up with it anymore. I was. The thing was that I'm calling you because I snapped. I was so angry because, you know, I was holding back of all this, you know, $5,000 and another $5,000, and she's owing me $10,000. And now I see that she's continuing with the same pattern. I blew up. I just, like, you know, I was screaming and shouting, and I'm upset about that. And I wanted to ask you why, you know, I'm definitely said she can't move back in. Do whatever you want. Your life, your world, you're 26, you're an adult. I'm done. And I'm calling you because I know that, you know, you can give me some kind of, like, you know, tell me something of knowing that I'm not doing anything wrong. I'm just, like, keeping
right, well, wait, well, and well, wait, 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 right. All right, first of all, when did the blow-up happen?
The blow-up happened 2 weeks ago.
Have you talked to each other since then?
Well, I text her, I emailed her, I said, good morning, how are you, how are you feeling, that's it. She will not speak to me, no.
Okay, so where is she at this moment?
She's in her apartment.
All right, does she have a job?
She has a job, yes.
Okay. Do you have, how many kids do you have?
I only have one child.
And this is her?
Yes.
Do you, are you with her dad?
Yes.
Okay. Does he have the same outlook on her that you do? As whatever, you know, we'll say no, and then the third time we'll say yes.
Yes, he's more than me. Yes, he said
okay.
Yeah, I shouldn't.
All right, let's look at the situation. Does yelling at your kid make much sense? Well, no, but at least you got the message across that enough is enough.
Mm-hmm.
So let me put you on hold, and we'll figure out what we do now, because I think that's really what your question is. All right? Hang on for me. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new
GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Did you know every woman will layer on 14 pounds of toxins in use of cosmetics alone? Unfortunately, top brands women rely on to look their best may be hiding harsh chemicals that have been linked to cancer, organ failure, and birth defects. Longevity Minerals, an all-natural beauty line that heals your skin from the inside out. Try it today at www.morethanhighheels.com. That's www.morethanhighheels.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The Freeze Dry Guy presents Freeze Dried Turkey, Freeze Dried Ham, and the No Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock full of high-quality, great-tasting Freeze Dried Diced Turkey and Ham from Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze Dry Guy's No Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Let's see, we're talking with Margie, who's got a 26-year-old daughter who's a college graduate, who tends to be a little less than responsible, especially in her economic levels. And she's borrowed a lot of money from her mom. She borrowed basically $5,000 twice and paid back about $100 of it. And Margie, what was the occasion of the blow up? What sort of triggered that?
Well, the blow up was because I was sick. I was homesick for about 5 days. I had bronchitis, and my husband was there, and my husband was reprimand her because of the fact that she wasn't helping around. She wasn't helping me come, try to see what was going on.
Yeah.
She did come to visit, and it was like a hotel. She puts, how it is. She was not being...
Well, she doesn't see herself as having responsibilities to you.
Exactly. So she went, to make a long story short, she went to the Poconos for the weekend for the whole weekend with her friends. I mean, but then again, she's owing me money.
All right. So then she came. So then she came back and went and.
She came back that Monday from afternoon after she came from work, and she came to visit. So, you know, she goes in the house and she just pretends like, oh, you know, I need to make copies of my degree, my diploma, da da da. And I told her, I just blew up. I said, listen, you know, this is the pattern with you. You go out. You're irresponsible. You go have fun. You know, what are you doing going to the Poconos with your friends? You're supposed to be, you know, paying your bills and doing what you got to do. Oh, you know, she blew up. What are you talking about? I have a degree, and you never, you know, you don't never believe me. Well, what I'm doing, da da da. And it just came back to everything. Okay. What are you doing with yourself? Yeah.
Okay, fair enough. All right. The bad news is it's probably not the best way to have a dialogue with somebody for having both of you hollering at each other.
On the other hand,
you finally put on your big girl pants and said, you know, look, enough. And, okay, so let her be mad at you for a while, because maybe mad at you means she's not going to ask you for money. She's not, maybe this was, look, I really don't recommend yelling as a way of dealing with problems.
Stop talking. Yeah. Okay.
It's not the way to do it, but it at least put a line in the sand, because what you've taught your daughter is that you'll give her a hard time, but you'll basically give in. And it sounds to me that at least this, she got the idea that you're not going to be quite such a pushover. And now all you have to do is two things, because anger has its own energy supply, so it's an easy crutch. But you're going to have to figure out how to be as strong when you're not yelling at her as you are when you are yelling at her, because basically the two of you sound like you could have the same DNA, that both of you are kind of drama queens, and it takes, you have a longer fuse than she does, but it's the same basic phenomenon. So I would let her alone. I would send her an occasional email or text that just says, how you doing, love you, thinking of you. But don't, and at some point, if the two of you are ever talking with each other again, which you will, hopefully not because she's borrowing more money, but to say, look, my yelling at you was inappropriate. That I don't, temper tantrums are really not a very nice way of interacting with somebody. But, at least it was a sign to me and to you that this has to stop. I have to find a way of being as strong when I'm not yelling at you as I was when I was yelling, because I'm not doing you any good. I'm not doing you any favors by loaning you large amounts of money, knowing you're not going to pay them back, making you feel badly about not paying it back, but giving you more money. So let's figure out if we can figure out a way to be mother and daughter, that I can help you in ways that are not financial, that you can not treat me as the bank of mom, that you run your own life, so I can be proud of you, I can commend you, I can be supportive of you, but you're going to have to find your own way financially. I'm not going to be the bank of Margie anymore, where you can come and borrow undocumented amounts of money, never pay it back, and know that I'll come and give you more money. I'm not going to give you any more money. Okay, until you've paid back the $10,000, and you're going to have to write that down someplace, because she's going to. And don't say unless it's an emergency, because then she'll just make something an emergency. At 26 with a college degree, she needs to learn to live within her means, and that may mean that she has a couple of crummy part-time jobs. It may be, whenever somebody says, "Well, there are no jobs," you know, it's a crummy economy. There's always some character who's got three jobs and is.
Yeah.
So your daughter has to learn some self-reliance, and she says, "Well, you don't support me," and she's right, because what you do, but every time you give her money, you're really saying, you can't do this for yourself. I need to take care of you. And when she's 16, that's one thing. But you can't both treat her like a 16-year-old and then criticize her for acting like a 16-year-old. And that's what you've been doing, because you don't want to run the risk of her ire. And it took you feeling sick and her doing something completely selfish when you could have used some help for you to say, I'm done. You know, you're not treating me like a daughter should, so I'm not going to treat you like a mother should. Well, that's not a definition. I'm not sure that daughters should have to take care of mothers, and I'm not sure that mothers should have to support daughters. And that's the kabuki dance the two of you have worked out.
Yes.
So this is as much your issue as it is hers.
Right.
Do I think hollering at your kid is a good idea? It's not, because you don't want to be hollered at by her either. However, it did accomplish two important things. It did back her off, which is not a bad thing, but you can't feel guilty enough about it. You need to apologize to her at some point, not for what you said, but how you said it. And then you need to say, we need to figure out a way for me to be supportive and you not to treat me as the bank of Margie, as a large, unsecured, no interest forever loan. So the two of you need to begin working this out, but you need to remind yourself of how it felt to stand up to your daughter. And you, what you're going to have to do is stand up to your daughter and say, honey, I love you dearly. I think you're gorgeous. I think you're smart. I'm willing to help you look at your resume. You're always welcome to have Sunday dinner here. I'm not going to loan you any more money.
Okay, so what happens if she, because she's been thinking in the back of her head that it's okay for her to come back home.
Well, but you've already said no to that. You've already said no.
We said no.
Well, so just keep it saying no. That okay. No, you can, you know, that you, I, and ordinarily I'd give you first and last month's rent in an apartment someplace, but I've already given you $10,000.
Yes.
That's a lot of first and last month's rent. So you get a job. Where is she staying now?
She has her own place, her own apartment. She's struggling for, you know, paying her rent or whatever.
So why would she move back home?
Because she's saying that it's like the job that she wants to catch up with her bills, and she
tough.
Thinks that...
Then get another job.
Yeah.
Don't, Margie, don't do
that's
it.
That's what I said to her. No, that's what I said to her. The reason why I'm calling is because I need to just confirm what I
said. Well, but listen, I'm not arguing with what you said. I'm arguing with how you said it.
How I said it.
Which means you're going to have to... But you're acting like a 16-year-old, too. That's what 16-year-olds do, is they have temper tantrums. You're not allowed to be a 16-year-old any more than she is. So you need to say to her calmly and quietly, I love you. I have great faith in you. I think you're brilliant. I think you you may need to find another job to pay some of your expenses right now, but I have faith in you.
Okay.
And no, you can't come and live at home because it's not going to work for either of us. I'm going to want to know where you are. You're going to have to do chores around the house. You're going to have to pay rent. So it's not going to do any good for you to move home. Let's figure out how you can, I'll sit you with a budget. And maybe one of the things that you should think about doing is investigating. I don't know if you have a bank or a banker that you really trust, because you can probably find some service to do this and to pay it instead of giving her a gift certificate to the Apple store or something. Give her a gift certificate for somebody who will help her get her budget in line. But banks quite often... Pardon?
My husband and I did that with the bank. And monthly we're giving her $200 for rent, towards her rent.
Well, I don't think that's a very terrifically good idea either.
Well,
but... I mean, that's another $2,400 a year.
The thing is that she did go down. She did, you know, we went down her budget, and we figured out that, you know, she's working in
trade. Well, but Margie, you didn't hear me say that you go over the budget with her, because she's not going to listen to you. She knows you're a pushover.
Yeah.
It should be somebody who's a professional. And either
do you really think I'm a pushover, really? Is that being a pushover? Is
well, but the point is, Margie, she's not going to hear it from you,
no,
and she may
not.
Or may not hear from. I mean, she may not hear from a banker, but at least it's an impartial source, and at least she figures she's not going to be able to hit them up for more money. I mean, you have no idea what her budget is. She told you what her budget was, so she could get $200 a month out of you.
Right. Okay.
You want your daughter to be self-reliant, yet you're doing everything you can to make her dependent on you.
Okay.
That doesn't make any sense at all.
And just keep away for now anyway.
Well, and understand, I think you do owe an apology, but you also are going to have to be tough with her. So you might as well apologize up front so she doesn't use that for guilt. All right?
Yeah,
but not for what you said, but how you said it. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com, the future of talk radio, now at your fingertips.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-99-37569. It's the way to get in touch with me today and any day. But the way to talk with me is to call in the next, about an hour and a half or so. Today is also the day that we're going to, do It's Broken, Let's Fix It. I talked with you yesterday about the fact that, about seasonal affective disorder. So this seems particularly appropriate because, believe it or not, it's a one-man show that is charming and funny and humorous about, believe it or not, depression, which is, remember, we did Stones in Her Pocket. Was it Stones in Her Pocket or Rocks in Her Pocket? I think it's Stones in Her Pocket. About the about a woman who was nominated last year for an Oscar. And I'm trying to remember. I think she won the Oscar for Best Foreign Film? She may have. Maybe it's on the short list. I think that's not true. I think it's on the short list of documentaries, which we're going to talk a little bit more about the Oscars. And so, do you watch the Oscars?
I usually watch portions of it. I usually won't watch the show from start to finish. I usually like to figure out who wins Best Actor, Best Actress, Supporting Actor, and Supporting Actress, and then who wins Best Picture. You know, the big major ones.
So you wait. See, I've always hoped that it was on a Saturday night, because you always stay up too late on the Sunday night, and then you have to go to work on Monday.
Yeah, because the shows, I think last year's show was like almost, it was like 3.5, almost 4 hours long, wasn't it?
Yeah. Well, I don't think last year's was. I think the year before was.
Okay. But yeah, I mean, that's part of it, you know. It's just kind of, you know, it's one of those, I mean, even something like the Super Bowl, who, you know, which everybody watches, you know, sometimes you kind of want it to move on a little bit.
You're
more.
Such a guy.
I know.
Everybody watches Super Bowl, and then there's that girl program called the Oscars. All right, fair enough. All right, so I thought we'd talk a little bit. Here's some Oscar factors. First of all, this is probably going to be a relatively low viewership show, although it's hard to know, because this is one of, I think, the this is the lowest grossing crop of best Oscar nominees since the category expanded. The idea being that they expanded from 5 to up to 10, although I think they're 8 this year, on nominees, with the idea being that there was getting to be this huge discrepancy between what the Academy thought were great pictures and what people went to see.
What year did they expand it?
Was it 5 years ago? 2009.
Okay.
Okay, so that's 6 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
The goal is to counter the trend towards smaller movies grabbing the Oscar spotlight and bring in some higher grossing films so the public would have more of a rooting interest in the annual award show. It's like a politician doing, you know, well, what do people really want here? And it worked, with 2010 generating a whopping $4.7 billion worldwide. Although, if you look at it, it's a little bit misleading, because Avatar was responsible for more than half of that, with $2.7 billion worldwide. So, you know, what if you subtract that out, you got
a little bit of a misleading stat.
Yeah, a little misleading.
Yeah.
And then it's been downward slide, but this is the lowest. And American Sniper is the big, you know, the big money maker at this moment, which has made $60 million, which is, if you think about it, like the opening weekend for, well, look, that horrible movie, 50 Shades of Grey, made almost $95 million the opening weekend, right? And that's just domestic, made like $150 million or something worldwide. So that's in one weekend. American Sniper's been out for a while, and well, no, its budget was $60 million. Sorry, I misspoke. Its box office was $392. But in terms of making back their money, the one that's actually probably done the best is Boyhood, which has made back 88 times its original cost. Well, no, let's see. Grand Budapest Hotel has made back 7. Imitation Game has made back, I guess Imitation Game has done the best, because it's made back about 12 times what it costs to make. Now, part of it depends on how long it's been out, but so that the actual return on investment has been Imitation Game. But and American Sniper is probably a little misleading, because they're some of the costs of advertising are really hidden with that one, so they're not really sure. But it's made about six to seven times its initial investment. Whiplash actually has made back three, but all of them totaled come to probably less than $1 billion, because it's, let's see, 3, 2, 9, 5. Maybe $750 million total, as opposed to $4.7 billion. So this has been a very low grossing year, and the idea being that means that most people haven't seen most of the films. So does that mean people are going to care at all about what wins? I don't know. It's going to be interesting.
Yeah.
But I mean, I've seen them all, so what do I care? The 8 current nominations have earned just under $1 million globally.
Really?
Yeah. Hmm. No. I'm sorry. Just under a billion.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I misread. Decimal points are not my friend. Last year, and that's globally.
Hmm.
Globally. So that's total haul.
Wow.
Which is half of what last year's 9 nominees did. But again, Gravity, and if you take out Gravity, which made $1,760 million, that's almost double what American Sniper, which was the most lucrative of this group. So it's going to be an interesting kind of. I mean, I like it because I've seen them all, and in case you're interested about betting, someone said that if you go, the Europeans have predictors. And their predictions are right 90% of the time, which means if you just go and use a cheat sheet, that means obviously they miss 10% of the time. But you're probably going to do really well in your Oscar pool if you just cheat from them.
Okay.
But the biggest production budget was American Sniper. The smallest was Boyhood. And it's very likely that Boyhood will beat out American Sniper as best movie. There were 49,000 gay men and women persecuted in England under the laws that forced the Imitation Game's real-life hero, Alan Turing, to submit to chemical castration. This is an interesting one. There's 54 years between the oldest director of a Best Picture nominee, Clint Eastwood, for American Sniper, and the youngest, Damien Chazelle, for Whiplash. That's almost three generations.
Wow.
Right?
Was it 54 years, you said?
Yeah.
Wow.
Between Clint Eastwood and Damien Chazelle. Well, I think Clint Eastwood is in his like 80s, Damien is like 29 or 30 or something like that.
Clint is like 82 or 83, maybe, something like that.
Yeah. 11 hours it took for a working title to make an offer for The Theory of Everything. There are 300 feet of corridors on the set of Birdman. And the most credited actors were in the movie Selma, 106.
Wow.
Bradley Cooper consumed 6,000 calories each day for 4 months to bulk up for American Sniper. Mm. I want that role. Just so you can eat yourself into a stupor. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.